Just to give you examples, in Poland, we don't need to go very much to the south and rather to the east. The lowest quintile of the population spends already over 10% of their monthly annual income on water. The OECD recommends on their water bill. So the poorest people already exceed, for example, the OECD recommendation, which is of 3%. So you could already see there, okay, we are really concretizing, moving to something very concrete. How can we measure, using the statistics, to measure the progressive realization and identify gaps in the situation and how and make concrete recommendations to the state as to what needs to be concretely tackled. So moving down, the second step is of course identification of duty bearers and the capacity gap. And again here we're gonna look, and that might be more of your interest because it's focused on the state, but don't forget that it is mutually reinforcing. What the functioning of the ministries, yes? What are the ministries involved in water and sanitation sector? What are the laws and policies defining this precisely? The local governments, is there a decentralization process ongoing in the country? Is there a decentralization law specifying this? Just came from Mexico, in their constitution, it's clear that it's the responsibility of local authorities to provide water and sanitation services, although they clearly don't have the capacity. So these are the sort of gaps that you can easily identify. Then the water and sanitation providers. Below the municipality, there are the companies, and sometimes no companies at all providing the service. Then the research institutes, obligations to, so academia, the civil society, all those, national human rights commissions, development partners. We really wanted to include these three also as key stakeholders in the process, because civil society organizations play a key role in providing water and sanitation services to vulnerable groups worldwide. And the question is, are they accountable? Are they accountable in terms of sustainability of their projects? Are they reporting to the national government where they are building their and developing their projects? The National Human Rights Commission in Mexico, that was actually, it was actually a training for the National Human Rights Commission on the human right to water. So do they have a clue when we are talking about the human right to water, the monitoring, how it is to be performed? And then the development partners. This is the support we are providing now in Uganda and on precisely integrating the human rights-based approach to the water cooperation strategy. With that as an introduction, if it's okay with you, I would like to hand over the word back to you, Yves. And ask for if there is specific areas you would be interested to fine-tune the information.